Jim Elliott and four other missionaries were seeking to reach out to a fierce Ecuadorian tribe known as the Alcas when those same Indians turned on them. But Jim's widow, Elizabeth, surprised many when she and her young daughter, Valerie, lived there with the same tribe for 2 years, helping them learn about the love and forgiveness found in Jesus Christ. On Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares with you the lessons learned through that and many other events in her remarkable journey. Thanks for joining us for Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today for the last time in these 2 weeks on the subject of heaven. I was reading sort of a little letter to those of you who have been bereaved, and in case you're tuning in today for the first time, I need to tell you that I have been a widow, not once but twice, and the Lord has given me so many comforts. I have quite a thick file of clippings and poems and quotations that people sent to me at the times of my losses. And I just wanted to share several of those things with you. As you know by now, I'm great on quotations. I like to read from the Bible and from poetry and from old hymns and from my favorite authors and just wherever I find things. I'm a pack rat when it comes to collecting tidbits and clippings. But these are powerful stuff. These are great stuff. So I'll take them in sort of chronological order. St. Augustine happens to be the first one that I wanted to read. Referring to heaven, there we shall rest and we shall see. We shall see and we shall love. We shall love and we shall praise. Behold what shall be in the end without end. I believe those are the closing lines to St. Augustine or St. Augustine, however you prefer to pronounce it, of his great book, The City of God. There we shall rest and we shall see. We shall see and we shall love. We shall love and we shall praise. Behold what shall be in the end without end. Heaven is the end without end, isn't it? And then next, I think, in chronological order is this ancient prayer. We seem to give them back to thee, O God, who gavest them to us. Yet, as thou didst not lose them in giving, so do we not lose them by their return. Not as the world giveth, givest thou, O lover of souls. What thou givest, thou takest not away. For what is thine is ours also, if we are thine. And life is eternal, and love is immortal, and death is only a horizon. And a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight. Lift us up, strong Son of God, that we may see further. Cleanse our eyes, that we may see more clearly. Draw us closer to thyself, that we may know ourselves to be nearer to our loved ones who are with thee. And while thou dost prepare a place for us, prepare us also for that happy place, that where thou art, we may be also forevermore. I particularly love that line, that death is only a horizon, and a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight. When I was preparing these talks on heaven, early one morning, I was standing by the window looking at the stars before dawn. It was a crisp, absolutely crystal clear night. The stars were like diamonds, and the sea was almost like glass. It was very, very calm. And I could see what looked like very big stars moving very slowly along the horizon. I knew that they were fishing boats. The fishermen from Gloucester, Massachusetts, go out very early in the morning, and I love to watch the lights of the boats as they move slowly along. And every now and then, as I watched one of those lights, it disappeared. No, it hadn't gone out. It had gone over the horizon, slipped beyond my vision. And, of course, I thought of death. Death is a horizon. It's nothing but the limit of our sight. And I knew that the light on that little boat was still shining somewhere else, but not where I could see it. Isn't that the way it is with a loved one who has gone to heaven? He's shining much more brightly there than he was shining here. It's just that it's beyond my horizon at the moment, and someday the Lord is going to carry me over that horizon. Lift us up, strong Son of God, that we may see further. Cleanse our eyes that we may see more clearly. Draw us closer to thyself that we may know ourselves to be nearer to our loved ones who are with thee. I love that. And here's another one. This was sent to me in January of 1956. For ah, the Master is so fair, his smile so sweet to banished men, that they who meet him unaware can never rest on earth again. And they who see him from afar at God's right hand to welcome them, forgetful stand of home and land, desiring fair Jerusalem. Praise God, the Master is so sweet. Praise God, the country is so fair. We would not hold them from his feet. We would but haste to meet them there. Humanly speaking, I guess we would like to hold them from his feet, wouldn't we? But when we look from a heavenly perspective, we can say in all honesty, we would not hold them from his feet. We would but haste to meet them there. Yesterday, I was reading a sort of a letter to those who have been bereaved. I was thinking especially of widows, since that is the position that I myself have been in. And of course, I stayed my soul, I hung my soul, as it were, on faith in God's sovereign design. I knew that the spears that killed my husband could never have found their targets if God himself had not allowed that to happen. He is sovereign. Nothing touches me that does not come through the hedge of his will. He's still there. He's still God. He's in charge. And we don't flounder around in a sea of pure chance. The world of creation cannot as yet see reality, says Romans 8:20. Not because it chooses to be blind, but because in God's purpose it has been so limited, yet it has been given hope. And the hope is that in the end, the whole of created life will be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay and have its share in that magnificent liberty which can only belong to the children of God. Isn't that absolutely mind-boggling, thrilling, staggering to think that the whole of created life is to be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay and have its share in that magnificent liberty which can only belong to the children of God? That 8th chapter of Romans, if you haven't read that recently, as soon as you turn off this program, read Romans 8. It is just wonderful. And there are hints there of all sorts of mysteries that are not explained, and one of those is this rescue of all created life. Well, God is going to take care of all of that. His sovereign design is going to work everything into a pattern for good. And then here's a very simple little poem of more modern times, I'm sure. This doesn't have the ring of the Middle Ages. Dear heart, I did such petty things today. I washed my hair and filed some bills away. I pasted pictures in my Kodak book, lengthened a skirt to see how it would look. I mended stockings, tried to write a rhyme, just foolish things, and wondered all the time what you were doing, living with the Lord. I longed to know. And so I searched his word for precious glimpses of your lovely home. 2 months today. With eager feet you roam the distant hills of God which beckon you. Enchanting vistas stretch beyond the blue, and shining golden roads lead on and on to new delights beyond comparison. The songs of angel choirs rise and fall. The glory of the Lord shines over all. To think that you, who daily shared with me the simple human things of life, now see the King in all his beauty, and you know God's mysteries, undreamed of, here below. I did such petty things all day, while you walked there with wonder, far beyond the blue. But someday you will take me by the hand and show me all the beauties of that land. Together we shall stand before his face, two trophies of his rich, eternal grace. I would say to you today, if you are grieving, if your heart is broken, and your hands are emptied, it seems, and your home is hollow because somebody has died, this is not the end. God is not finished with his story. It is going to have a wonderful ending. Trust him for who he is. Trust his character. God not only loves you, God is love.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.